Singapore's transport minister told reporters, to the best of our knowledge, this is the first reciprocal travel bubble in the region and maybe in the world. Hong Kong's Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development calls the agreement a safe, careful, but significant step forward to revive air travel and provide a model for future collaboration with other parts of the world. Any actual travel under the agreement is still weeks away. Travelers need to show results of a negative COVID-19 test and arrive on direct flights that do not accept any transit passengers. While other details are still to be announced, it will be a significant and symbolic move forward for regional travel. Up to now, most travel into Hong Kong has been tightly restricted. Visitors from China, Taiwan, and Macau have needed to undergo a 14-day quarantine, while most non-residents can't even enter the city. Singapore has been a little more open to outsiders, mostly those coming from areas that have relatively few cases of COVID, such as New Zealand, Brunei, Vietnam, and most of Australia. Other measures are in place for business travelers from countries including China, South Korea, and Japan. Hong Kong officials say they're in discussions with at least 10 other locations to potentially expand broader travel arrangements. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.